LEAF stands for Learning Experiences and Activities in Forestry. The 10-year-old program helps public school districts give kids hands-on experience while managing their school forests. UWSP LEAF Program Director Jeremy Solon says Wisconsin is unique because more than half of the state's school districts own their own woodlands.
So right now there are 383 different school forest parcels in the state, and those are owned by a little bit over 200 of the school districts. We've been fortunate that districts haven't really looked to cutting their school forest programs, even during these difficult times. There have been discussions.
But Solon says school boards have realized that the educational benefits of the forests outweigh the short-term value of selling them. One of the benefits is teaching a new generation of foresters, according to DNR Forestry Services Director Wendy McCown.
We are the largest employer of foresters in Wisconsin, and the number of folks who are interested in that profession is going down as time goes on, I think because a lot of folks are growing up without having a relationship to the outdoors.
The outdoor learning experience also helps kids become better all-around students, according to Karen Dostal, who manages the Stevens Point Area School Forest.
One day a kindergartner was getting off the bus, and he gets off the bus and he looks around at the trees and he says, "I didn't know we were coming to a real forest." We don't want to create a tree museum for kids. We want them to have, you know, real hands-on experience.
The LEAF program gets $350,000 annually from the DNR with a matching $150,000 from UW Stevens Point. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.